At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio with your host this afternoon, Michael. With no further ado, here he is.
Hey.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you guys? I just wanted to explain to everybody that I'm not feeling good today, and so I just wanted to say hi, and Rose is going to be the host, and we do have a guest today, Mika Davis, and I know there's going to be a good show, and all that I would ask you guys to do is continue to send me prayers and light and all that stuff. And Rose, I'm going to hand it back over to you, and you guys have a great show, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I'll feel better
thank
soon.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd just like to take a minute before we actually get started and send some healing to Michael. If we could all just take a minute, please, and do that, and we'll be right back.
Go alive, I better
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you for sending healing to Michael. I know he appreciates it, as do I. And today's guest is Mickey Davis. She's a shamanic healer. And I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic. Hi, Mickey. Can you hear me? Oops, not working. It's blowing around too. Let's see. Try it again. Hi, Mickey. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Oh, yay. For a minute, we were doing a commercial there.
Oh.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, Michael called me at the last minute because he wasn't feeling well, so I went to familiarize myself with your website, and I was so intrigued. You do so many things, and your healing is in various modalities. I found it quite interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah, and thank you for checking my website. I am primarily a shamanic healer, which means that I use very ancient energy work practices, indigenous wisdom, really. But with that, you know, I have a background in Buddhism, and I'm a yoga teacher, and I really see yoga as another healing tool. I'm also an intuitive, so I do offer readings. And I was an actor and a musician and writer for many years, so I also call on all of that creative work. And
wow,
all of it.
Wow, being well rounded.
All of that is a part of what I do and what I can offer our clients.
That's awesome. You know, I've been very intrigued by yoga lately, and I've been looking for some classes to go to. I'm in a pretty rural area at this time, so I don't know if I'm going to have to, you know, be able to do it now or wait till I move. But for some reason, that's just calling out to me. So can you tell me, how do you incorporate that into the healing, or how would one go about doing that?
Sure. You know, first of all, if you're feeling the call to do yoga, I absolutely encourage you to give it a shot. And with the understanding that there are a lot of different kinds of yoga and that every teacher has their own style. So I think some people go to yoga and they'll go to their first class and it won't really work for them, and so they'll never try again. But I think that there's a style for everybody. There's a teacher for everybody. So keep looking if it doesn't resonate the first time. For me, yoga is part of my own personal practice. I think it's a ritual. You know, we unroll the mat. We do specific movements that have been around for thousands of years. And there's a whole body of teachings that go with yoga. So beyond it being just for, you know, flexibility or stress reduction, it's really a whole lifestyle if you want it to be. In terms of blending the yoga with the healing work, yoga is a way to become self-aware and compassionate and to accept ourselves. It's a way to drop into our own experience, to be in our own bodies and our own breaths, and to really cultivate that deep self-awareness, self-love, and to explore our boundaries and our edges. And as a teacher, I try to incorporate some shamanism in there too. So really grounding, rooting, connecting with the earth, feeling the breath in our lungs, and appreciating air, working with intention, making the movement a prayer. All of that is a part of how I weave these modalities together.
Wow, that was beautifully said. Thank you. Can you go ahead and give out your website so everyone can go and check it out?
Sure. It's shamanmickey.com, really easy to remember. So shaman, S-H-A-M-A-N, and then my name, M-I-K-K-I.com.
And you're all over the place, right? You have the Twitter, the Facebook. They can find you just about everywhere. YouTube.
Yeah. On YouTube, in fact, I have some videos about a little bit about shamanism, and I have a shamanic journey video as well. So anyone who's curious to try that particular kind of meditation, for lack of a better word, can go right to my YouTube channel.
You know, I was checking you out on YouTube, and for some reason, I was drawn to the one that you did on sacred spaces.
Yeah, I don't know if...
Oh, did you? It had quite a number of hits on it, but I was really drawn to that because I loved what you said about the invoking and keeping a sacred space. Because to me, no matter what kind of healing you're doing, it's important that you have that preparation beforehand.
Yes. Yes. Opening sacred space is a way for us to step out of our ordinary kind of worky-day mentality and step into an understanding of the work that we're about to do. So we're not creating space that is more sacred than it was before. What we're doing is bringing ourselves into the mindset to do things in a good way, in a holy way. Which is what I talk about in the video and in my blog post. But yeah, that distinction is really important.
It is. In fact, I wrote down what you said because I thought, wow, that really hit home with me. We're on the same wavelength there. And speaking about the blog, your blog is just Shamanic Mickey also?
Yep, it's on shamanmickey.com. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's my musings and things that I'm learning about shamanism, about the, you know, the indigenous teachings, and how to use them in our sort of 21st century Western lives.
Right, because it can be incorporated into our everyday lives. That's
absolutely
true. Very true.
Yeah.
Now, everybody thinks about healing and they think, oh, I broke my leg, you know, I need healing for that. But there are other types of healing too. There's, you know, healings for breakups, loss of friendship, you know, just problems you go through in everyday life. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we do tend to think of healing as being more of a physical thing, like this one part of my body is not working right.
Exactly.
My husband uses the analogy of, you know, that mindset being sort of like bringing the car to the garage and just tinkering under the hood. But we are whole beings, and you know, from the shamanic point of view, mind, body, and spirit are one thing. It's all one thing. And so every relationship impacts us. Our work impacts us, our environment. And we have an impact on those things as well. There's a relationship there of exchange. And so, yeah, when we go through a big breakup or a big transition, there is healing. Sometimes that's necessary. And one of the beautiful things about shamanic healing is that it there are tools for that. So, for instance, if it is a romantic relationship that's ended, we can do a cord-cutting ceremony to free ourselves of whatever of that that time in our lives was not love. And then we could do, you know, maybe a fire ceremony for some closure, or to welcome in a new intention, a new phase of life. When I left the job that I had in New York City, when I was managing a 9/11 foundation, I left that job as if I was just going home for the day. There was no fanfare whatsoever. I don't even think I said goodbye to anybody on my way out. I just literally walked out the door, and that was the end of that. And I carried...
Goodness.
Yeah, and that was a lot of heavy energy to carry with me. So
I imagine.
My mentor was wise enough to recommend to me that I do a ceremony for myself for Clovis County, so I'm in the suburbs now of New York City. There was a big transition in my life that happened all at once, where the job ended and I was engaged and my lease ended in my apartment in Queens. And so all of a sudden I had a brand new life up in Westchester County. I have an office in Pleasantville, New York. It's just a small space where I see clients when I can do in-person sessions. But I also work with other centers where I teach yoga and give workshops and things like that. And I see a lot of clients over Skype and over the phone as well, so I can work with anybody anywhere.
And what kind of workshops do you have coming up?
Well, I actually have three this weekend. It's going to be a busy couple of days. I'm doing a women's cacao ceremony. So we're working with chocolate as a sacred plant. We're doing that Friday night. Saturday, I'm teaching yoga with shamanic journey in Bethel, Connecticut. So we'll be doing a really delicious yoga practice together, and then after Shavasana, joining in a shamanic journey to meet power animals and spirit guides. I find yoga is a really beautiful way to, again, sort of drop into the body and participate in a ritual together before we do the journey work.
And oh, then, that's fun. That sounds awesome.
Ah, it's delicious. I'm so excited to do it. And then on Sunday, I'm offering the Moon Eye Tea, which are Peruvian blessings, and I'm offering those here in Westchester as well.
Can any of those workshops be done over Skype, or do you have to physically be there?
Well, for these this weekend, you do have to be in person, but I am working on the things that I can do over Skype with people at a distance. And I'm also hoping to be teaching at retreat centers soon as well. So you may see me around.
And all those events, are those listed on your website?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a calendar there.
Oh, what fun. Especially the chocolate one. That sold out already?
Yeah.
How funny that is. So have you ever been to Peru, or how did you receive your special blessing?
Yes, I was in Peru in 2010. I went with my mentor, and we spent some time in the Sacred Valley around Cusco, seeing sacred sites, Ollantaytambo and Moray and some other places. And while there, I also got to work with Don Francisco, who's a very well-known shaman in the Andes. And so, yeah, we spent close to 2 weeks really getting dunked in the beautiful energy of Cusco and participating in some ceremonies there.
Wow, what a blessing. That had to have been wonderful.
It really was. It's an unspeakably beautiful country. I really recommend a visit if anyone's looking for, you know, beautiful spiritual vacation, I guess. Vacation is a good word for it, but it was also a pilgrimage of sorts, you know, to go to Machu Picchu and to see these places that are so many thousands of years old, and so much of the culture is so vibrant and still so infused with the Inca and the Caro lineage. Yeah, it's a beautiful trip, and the food is wonderful.
Oh.
The food is great.
The food is wonderful also.
Yeah.
Did you get my weight? Cooking tips? So how did that inspire you when you came back? I mean, when you came back, you just had been bubbling over with energy and just bursting inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I was. And interestingly, you know, I did have a rather unfortunate experience where, you know, some of my belongings were stolen when I was in Lima. But mm-hmm. that actually led to this whole other beautiful adventure where I was connected to a man who was staying in my hotel and heard my story and decided to take me under his wing. And his name is Sammy Torres. And he was really my angel in those couple of days while I was getting a new passport and so forth. And he happened to work for a nonprofit that was doing some work in what are essentially the slums of Lima. And he took me with him to do a site visit and meet some of the people that he was assisting. And so I have this whole other, you know, education, really, this whole other peek at life in Peru because I had this, you know, this theft incident. So it was a wonderful reminder for me, not only of the privilege that I have being, you know, an American woman with access to world travel and convenience and money, but also of the ways that spirit will show up for us and provide for us and take care of us, even in the moments when we think we have nothing. You know, here was this man who just out of the kindness of his heart decided to help me out. And in so doing, he really opened my eyes to what's possible and how much good we can do in other parts of the world. So coming back from Peru, I was absolutely a different person than I was when I left.
That had to just touch your heart. That's beautiful. And speaking of stories, I understand that you have some of your stories in books. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to do this from memory, but did I read something about Life is Too Short? I think it was Life is Too Short.
Yeah.
You had a story in that book?
Well, I'm featured in two books about 9/11 resiliency. And one of them is called Life is Too Short, which is by Wendy Starr Keeley. And the other is more of a textbook called On the Ground After September 11th. And both of them are compilations of stories about what it was like in New York City right after 9/11 and the healing journeys that people went through. And so I'm featured in both of those books because I did have my own healing journey because of that incident. I was in Lower Manhattan.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off on this.
What was that you said?
Oh, I was just going to ask you, where would we find those books? Are they available on, like, maybe Amazon or something like that?
I'm pretty sure they are. I know in particular Life is Too Short is I think, on Amazon. Yeah, and that's a really uplifting book. It's really inspiring. You know, I think a lot of the media about 9/11 can be sort of, you know, it can feed into the fear and the sense of tragedy, and you know, to some extent, rightly so. It was absolutely a disaster. But Wendy's book, Life is Too Short, is really about how people are doing 10 years out and how life in some ways is better for some people because of the lessons that they learned and the blessings they received.
You know what? I didn't look on Amazon for it, but I did find there was an excerpt on BeliefNet. There was a big article on BeliefNet. I read that a lot. Featuring you.
Yes. During the 10-year anniversary last year, BeliefNet did an article about that book, and I was featured there. Yes.
Oh, okay. And I would encourage everyone to go over there and check that out, as well as checking out your website, because that is just chock full of information. You want to give that out to us one more time?
My website, yes, is shamannikki.com. Yeah. And, you know, that book, you know, in light of what happened in Boston this week, I think that book might be a really lovely thing for people to check out if they're feeling, if they're feeling dismayed.
If you had any advice for people who are struggling at this point in time.
I remember.
I know that's a really tough question because it's chock full of emotions in every which way possible.
It is. You know, and my heart goes out to the people who are struggling. It really does, because I absolutely know what those feelings are. You know, the grief, the anger, the fear, all of that. I was in that, you know, in New York after 9/11. But I can say that, you know, there are a million stories of hope and help. There are so many ways that people really reach out to each other, and this is a beautiful opportunity for us right now to connect, to receive all of that love and all of that support that's being extended. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to take care of ourselves, to nurture ourselves and find comfort where we can. And there are lessons to be learned here. You know, one of the most profound teachings that has come from my studies of shamanism is that everything is medicine. Everything is medicine. So the things that feel just too hard are the things that are really going to help us evolve. They are exactly the gifts and the medicine that we need to learn what we need to learn, to be better people, to be more connected to each other, and to act with more love and more integrity. So, you know, there needs to be the grieving. There needs to be the conversation. There needs to be all of that. But I hope that people will also trust in just the power of resiliency and the power of growth. And with
wonderfully
that...
Wonderfully said. There's a lot of truth in that. Even though it's hard to see at the time. You know, it's very hard for people to see at the time because it's trauma. You know, grief is a form of trauma.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we can help protect ourselves a little bit by not watching too much TV, you know, limiting our exposure to those images and those stories. You know, we can understand what happened without needing to watch it 15 times on the news. You know, we can discern how much of that we really want to expose ourselves to. And that's part of the comfort, you know, that's part of the way that we distance ourselves enough to begin the healing.
Right. Now, I'm curious, you work with so many different modalities. Was there anyone who gave you inspiration to, you know, just keep going on? I mean, you've learned Reiki, EFT, you're an intuitive, a psychic, a minister, a yoga instructor. I mean, you know, you didn't just stop at one thing. So who inspired you to just keep going?
Well, my clients, actually, you know, I wanted to be able to offer them as much as possible. I wanted to be able to perform weddings, and that was why I became a minister. You know, I wanted to be able to create really beautiful ceremonies for couples and hold that space for them. And so that was the motivation to become a minister. And, you know, I've been practicing yoga for whatever it's been, 10 or 15 years, and I wanted to be able to share that with more people, and that was the motivation to become a teacher. You know, the Reiki and the EFT were actually came before the shamanic work. But really, it's just, you know, my desire to share as much as I can, you know, but with doing intuitive readings and things like that as well. It's, you know, here's another thing that I can offer if people would like to receive it. So there wasn't one, you know, one teacher or one mentor. It was really that I just felt inspired to try to keep sharing in different ways.
Well, that you definitely have. When I first looked at your website, I was like, oh, my goodness, she's a busy woman.
But it's all work I love. It's all work I love, so it doesn't feel like busyness, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a therapist. And I have used hypnotherapy. I actually went to a hypnotherapist at one point to help me with a phobia. And what I discovered in doing, you know, in being a patient was that the hypnotherapy process is actually very similar to shamanic journey in some ways. I think there's a similar mechanism in the brain at work. And I haven't read any studies about that, but that's just my hunch.
Hmm. I wonder. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
But I would encourage everyone to go over to your website. There's just a ton of information on there. And like I said, you're everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. And I love your blog. I only got to read a couple of articles from the blog, but I really like that, especially the relationships and the sacred spaces one.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I hope everybody does come over, and I welcome questions and correspondence and comments. Meant to be interactive.
Okay, before we wind up the show, could you give out your website one more time for everyone?
Sure, yes, of course. It's www.shamanmiki.com.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on and being a lovely guest and being understanding about Michael being ill. I really appreciate it. Yeah, me too.
My pleasure to be here.
We just had a huge energy shift yesterday, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with it also.
Well, of course, I wish him well. I hope he's back on his feet very, very quickly. But it was lovely to talk to you, Rose. Thank you so much for stepping in on short notice.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Thank you so much, Mickey. Many blessings. And everyone, please keep sending love and healing and angels to Michael. Thank you again. And once again, our guest was Mickey Davis.
Good night. Thank you so much.